Imagine a holy mass beginning something like this. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, procedamus in pace, in nomine Christi, amen, ad Deum qui litificat juventutem meum. Amen. Or imagine, in trying to teach you, and for me to understand, that God is love, I would venture to say that the Holy Trinity is one being with three persons defined by operations and degrees, and in order for us to receive true charity, God must raise our nature from the level of supernature to the level of divine. This is the part when you fall asleep. And then I move to say more Latin, in which you, and perhaps nor I, understand. Now, there are some ways in our faith that, at first glance, seem complicated. Latin's not necessarily complicated. Describing and teaching what the heck the Holy Trinity is not necessarily complicated. When it comes to Advent, we are causes of complication. We put Latin where it doesn't need to be. And rather than just showing the charity and love of God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and one being, we overuse things. We overschedule things, and we put noise where there shouldn't be noise. Now, friends, we're in the second Sunday of Advent. Baruch teaches us today in the first reading about peace. Paul, in his mastery, teaches us about prayer. And Jesus, in the gospel, through the mouth of St. John the Baptist, teaches us about repentance. So yes, you and I should look for peace in Advent. Absolutely. We should be praying more in preparation for Christmas, one of the greatest feasts of the church's year. And yes, give the church 5 minutes. Go to confession. It's easy, it's free, and it's worth it to repent. But also, take a step back and realize that the season of Advent is just preparation for the birth of a baby. And unfortunately, with many excuses that you can make, and I can make great excuses too, Christmas parties, wrapping gifts, making sure the house is ready, preparing meals, making sure family members are invited, putting dots on I's and crossing your T's, we pack and overstuff what should be a rather simple time of the year. So, what does that mean? It means just that. I haven't raised a child, but having 7 nieces and nephews and doing a little bit of babysitting in my life, I know the merit and value in silence. Why can't we get that? Why do we turn the phone on? Why do we look at that screen? Why do we watch TV? Even if it is Nat King Cole or Bing Crosby, why do we have to rush to turn something on? Why can't you and I take 60 seconds, 5 minutes if your schedule allows, I dare you, do 15 minutes a day of silence, nothing but God. It's because we're from North Dakota, and we work hard to get things done. But unfortunately, doing is foreign to the season of Advent. Yeah, in Lent, we can make that excuse that we do all sorts of things to prepare for the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That's a doing season. Advent is a being season. Because it began with the person being. And it ended with the person being. So let's not be such human doers. But for four short weeks, and then 10 days after, let's just be. But let's be with silence. Advent is a time to be. Gabriel approached Mary about 8.5 months ago to the day, in March 25th, Annunciation. She was being. She didn't climb the ladder. She wasn't heroic. She didn't do anything extraordinary. She just was. And she said yes to God. And Jesus was conceived. Now in about 2 weeks, guys, this baby's going to be born. And I think you and I all know that a baby benefits from silence, peace, and stillness. But is he going to find that in your heart and in mine? Or will it be loud? Will it be disgruntled? Will it be full? Will our schedule be packed? And will this little baby boy find rest and comfort in a heart that is quiet? We all know things we can do in preparation for Christmas. We're good at that. What we're not good at is silence. So we got 2 weeks left before the baby comes. And the challenge before us is do all the good things. Go to confession. Say your prayers. Find some more joy in your life and give that smile to the stranger. Absolutely. But carve out every day a little bit more silence with nothing happening. Yeah, you got kids. Yeah, you got a spouse. The list goes on. But don't overcomplicate it. The season of Advent is rather simple. We're preparing for a baby. Yes, that baby is God. But even that baby enjoys a little bit of quiet in that house. So the challenge is, will that house, will that crib, will that manger, will that cave be found in your heart and in mine?